He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. He who receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For it is not by measure that he gives the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him. When I first read this passage from St. John's Gospel, I was a little puzzled to know whether St. John the Evangelist was speaking about John the Baptist or if his words are his own commentary. I was intrigued by the way it started. He who comes from above is above all. There is only one who comes from above, and that is Jesus, the Word of God himself, full of the Spirit. What does one do when one wishes to find out something or somebody? We ask the one who should know best. So, if we need to learn about a family, for example, we go to one of the members of the family themselves. If we want to learn about God or heaven, then we go to the one who came from there. Who else but Jesus? In these days, for information about some things, we go to our computer and seek Google. So, just out of curiosity, I typed in God to see what came up. And, unsurprisingly, an awful lot did, including articles from atheists. This is an extract from one of the statements. The source of all creation has no beginning or end and has always existed. All thought, all consciousness, all ideas, all intelligence, all existence has been formed and will continue to be formed from this most refined source, both tangible and intangible, living and non-living. I suppose this is one way of describing the source is God, the Almighty. In the verses from John's Gospel, he emphasizes that no man is like Jesus who is from heaven, for man is of the earth. He is saying that man is not worthy to be believed on his own account, but because he is an instrument of the one who is from heaven. The only one who cannot be accredited by an earthly witness is Jesus, who is perfect in himself and above comparison. God took on human nature, which was before the sin of Adam. He did not at that time take on himself the sin of man, as he did his punishments. When John speaks of the earth, he does not mean that he spoke from his own understanding, but that in comparison with Christ's doctrine, he speaks of the earth, meaning that compared with Christ, his doctrine is lowly and humble, as becomes an earthly teacher, whereas Christ is all wisdom and knowledge. When John says anything divine, it is through the enlightenment of God, to whom it should be attributed. When Christ speaks of what he has heard from the Father, he is not implying that he had to be taught by the Father, but rather that the knowledge is from the Father with whom he is co-equal. He is the Word of the Father. When John says, no man receives his testimony, he must be referring to those of the Baptist disciples and to the Jews. For we know that Jesus' own disciples believed in him. In the days of John, if someone wanted to give approval to the document, he affixed his seal to the foot of it, and this was meant that he regarded the contents as binding and true. When a man accepts the word of Jesus, the message of Jesus, he attests that his belief in Jesus as God is true. He sets it, in other words, with his seal. The Jews accepted the fact that the prophets received a certain measure of the Spirit, but they did not believe that Jesus received the full measure, for this would mean that to listen to him was to listen to the very voice of God. We who believe are given gifts of the Spirit in some measure, to some the gift of wisdom, others knowledge, charity, and so on. But Jesus was of the Spirit, whole and entire, and anyone who believes that has eternal life. John attests that all people have a choice, eternal life or eternal death. Since the first man, each person has his choice. In Deuteronomy 30:15, we read the words of Moses, "See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away and will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land which you are going, to which you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and cleaving to him. For that means life to you and length of days, that you dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Those who believe shall have eternal life, but only if we believe by living a life of Jesus, meaning that we cannot believe in him wholeheartedly if we do not live a life of hope, and particularly charity. In other words, if we do not live for each other's well-being. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven."